Hello, and welcome to the latest podcast from the Ret Code Manager. My name is Paul Rock, and I'm the head of communications within the Code Manager team. Today, I'm joined by Steve Brennan, the Ret Release Manager. Steve will be providing an overview of the upcoming Ret Release scheduled for June 2023. Welcome. So, Steve, what's keeping you busy right now?
Thanks, Paul, for having me. Right now, I'm trying to juggle quite a few different things. Starting with R74, that's a change that was approved in February that gives GAS MEMS access to a number of data items in the GAS inquiry service where the meters aren't part of their portfolio. This is primarily to enable them to check site details prior to attending emergency metering works. And although the legal text elements were implemented into the REC in February, it was always with a caveat that the system updates will be delivered a little later. So we're getting ready for that to go live on the 2nd of June this year. Next on my list is the June release, expected to be one of the biggest releases that we've managed to date, with 11 changes due to be going live. 10 of these have already been approved by the various committees, with R101 expected to be approved on the 26th of May. Then there are already a number of changes that we're expecting to make up our November release, so we're in the early stages of sizing up that release too. And just in case that wasn't enough, there are a couple of other changes that might need to be delivered outside of a standard release, so I'm keeping my eye on what else is potentially coming down the line that might need to be delivered more ad hoc as well.
It certainly sounds like you've got plenty keeping you busy right now with REC releases. Of course, many of our stakeholders will be focused on getting ready for the June release. Tell us a bit more about what's going in June.
Okay, so on the 3rd of May, we held a June 2023 release webinar to share with our stakeholders the detail of which changes are expected to make up the June release and which we're still moving through the process. You can watch the webinar again. It's available to everyone through the REC portal, or probably more useful are the slides where you can get all the same information but without having to listen to me all over again. Just go to the change and release page, follow the link for REC releases, and then click on the link for additional information under the June 2023 release. At the time, we had 9 changes that had been approved, and I'm pleased to say that since then we've had another change approved, R114, which is our first change that will follow the new housekeeping change proposal process. That was approved on the 16th of May and demonstrates that for some of the more straightforward REC changes, such as typos or formatting issues that we spot in the REC documents, we're able to deliver these quickly through a more efficient fast-track process. There is one final change that I'm expecting to become a part of the release, and that's R101, which I mentioned earlier. It provides clarifications to another change, R21, that's already approved to be part of the June release. So it makes sense to consider them both together and make sure that we don't implement something now that we know we would need to be updated again later. The Code Manager hosted a webinar to clarify information around R101, which relates to safe isolation providers, or SIPs, during the 101 consultation period on the 9th of May. That's also available to watch on Wiki, and we've updated the frequently asked questions from this and the previous webinars on the topic, so they're all available. Otherwise, the changes in June cover quite a breadth of REC products, whether that be the various schedules or data specification, data access matrix, and so on, covering everything from readiness for market-wide half-hourly settlement, for example, through data cleanse activity, to supporting new types of smart meters that can control what proportion of their load is delivered to car charging points, for example, through to the introduction of safe isolation providers, as I mentioned before. There's a pre-release available with all the changes for the June release, except for R21, R101, and R114. Which will be updated on the 30th of May 2023 once R101 has been agreed.
Wow, Steve, thanks. There's certainly a lot going on for June. Thank you so much for your updates. As Steve mentioned, parties can access all this information through the change and release pages on the REC portal and also through the REC wiki. And of course, REC parties can speak with their nominated operational account manager or OAM if they've got any additional questions, or raise them through the service desk on the REC portal. Thanks again, Steve. Lovely to have you join us today. That's all from us for this podcast. Thank you for listening and keep an ear out for more podcasts coming soon. Until next time.